The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Pinnock. Yep. He won't make the game.
Any other loss in jeopardy of not playing on Sunday?
Two guys will be practicing today. Banks and John Michael. We'll see where they're at after practice.
Dalton will be back.
Yes, he will be. Yep.
John Michael Banks will practice.
See what went into the decision to bring back Jacob.
Ty was on the injury report, so here we get another quarterback in here, see where he was at practicing, but he's done a good job.
Ty Rod's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of Trey Hawkins' overall season? Obviously, he came in like a lightning bolt, was a starter the first season, first game, hasn't played much the second half of the season for a rookie. What do you make of his season?
Yeah, I mean, those are conversations we'll have down the road, but he's been a true pro. Done a good job in terms of everything we've asked him to do, and look forward to working with him.
Do you feel like his future is still bright?
Yeah, those are all conversations. He's glad we have him.
When you lose guys that can make money on Sunday if they hit certain thresholds, are you aware of those?
I'm looking at your hair.
My hair?
Yeah.
Jealous?
Dougie's got I am. But you should look. You should turn, flip your phone around and take a look at it.
It is a little wild.
But yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's been about, I don't know, 30 years, so yeah. I forgot the question.
Just curious if you're aware when guys are three catches away from, you know, making $100,000, that type of thing. Is that even something that you're aware of?
Sure, you're aware of it. You try to do what you got to do to win the game. But, you know, any of those players that have anything like that, I mean, heck, I want them to have 200 yards or 7 sacks. I mean, anything that can help us win the game.
So, but if you're in a position to get a guy to that, would you make an effort? I mean, you know, you're trying to win the game. I was saying if there's...
That's what we're just trying to win the game.
With the weather forecast for this weekend, what went into practicing inside this week?
They said the field wasn't good enough to practice on when they measured the whatever it is they measured.
I'm confused. Why would the field not be good enough to practice?
You measure it. You take a whole contraption. You look at the density or whatever you want to call it of the field, and if it's good enough to practice, we go out. If it's too hard underneath, then we don't go out.
So it's a matter of the grass being too hard, like the ground being too hard with the cold?
Yeah, right now underneath it, just a little bit.
Kayvon played like every snap or like 98% of snaps for a long time in the middle of this season.
I could have Rob come up and Davis, our field guy, come up. And
I mean, the reason I say it, I mean, it hasn't even been like excessively cold. That's why I asked you.
I'll get you with Rob at practice.
I would say Kayvon's played like, for a while there in the middle of the season, played every snap or 98% of the snaps for a while. Production hasn't been the same the last couple of games. Did he, for lack of a better term, Dave, did he hit a wall? With like, from playing every snap, did he hit a wall that he wouldn't have hit maybe if he was playing 80-85% of the snaps?
No, I think he's done a good job for us.
These last couple of weeks, you feel like he's made the same impact that he
was
making?
Look, the numbers sometimes are different, but he's doing everything we need him to do.
In your mind, could this be Saquon's last game as a Giant?
Yeah, my mind's on the Eagles. So there's discussions and all that happen at the end of the season. Those will all take place at the appropriate time.
Thank you. He's going to have a full workload on Sunday, though?
Who's
Saquon?
That? Yeah.
Obviously, the Eagles have struggled here. Do you look at them as the most vulnerable they have been since you've had the opportunity to face them since you've been in the country?
No, I never do that in games. Every team is good you play, and you got to play well to give yourself a chance.
Do they look different for you than they have even dating back to last year?
No, they got good players, good coaches. Look, everybody goes through stuff during the season. That's a good-ass football team.
Had to change a lot, Dave, with Patricia pulling the place?
I mean, some, but not. I mean, you can't do so much different, you know, when he took over relative to just a few weeks ago. So they do a lot of same things. They do a couple new things that Matt has put in, but pretty similar.
Against them, what do you guys need to do better to keep the game close early so that you stay in it into the second?
Yeah, you know, we got to do a good job coaching and playing. I mean, it's we've talked about it. We talked about it last game. You know, we've talked about it last year early in the game. And I give our guys a lot of credit coming back and fighting back. But obviously getting off to a fast start, something we talk a lot about every team we play, but particularly this team. So we're going to have to just do a good job of, you know, executing, coaching, all the things that it takes to get off to a fast start, which we haven't.
I know you value consistency. Darius Slayton has between 45 and 50 catches and 710 and 750 yards in 4 of 5 seasons.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Like, this is his window. Like, pencil him in for this every year. How do you explain that? Different offenses, different quarterbacks. How do you explain that level of...
Yeah, I just go from our, you know, from our experience with him. He's really done a nice job. I mean, we talked about last year and the stuff that he's done, but he's, you know, he's a big play guy. He's made some plays down the field. Has been productive. I mean, he has more production in the NFL than he did in college. So that's hard to do sometimes.
And one thing that he's changed, I think, is certainly last year and earlier in his career, he had drops. And I can't think of a big Darius Slayton drop all season. Did you notice that he's worked to cut that out?
Oh, yeah, he works. I mean, all those guys work at it. It's the job of a receiver is to make the plays and finish the catches when they come your way, and he's done a nice job with it.
How meaningful would it be to beat the Eagles Sunday?
Yeah, just like every game, you know, a win is a good thing, and that's what you try to do each week. That's what we'll try to do this week.
What has Tyrod given you the last 2 years?
In what regard?
Just evaluating his play. I mean, you guys signed him to be the backup to Daniel, and just wondering how you evaluate what he's done.
I've said this plenty of time. He's a true pro. He's good in the meetings. He's good with the players. You know, he's done a good job, you know, when he's had to go in and play. So, you know, I'm happy we have him.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.